an Oklahoma voter registration update, architects being considered for the Thunder's new arena, and more problems at the Oklahoma County Jail. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Monday, October 21st. I'm Logan Layden. Well, Election Day 2024 is just 15 days away, and the number of people registered to vote in Oklahoma is up compared to 4 years ago. Here's State Election Board Secretary Paul Zirix.
Well, as of right now, you know, where we are in the middle of October heading toward the general election, there are more than 2.4 million registered voters in the state. That's up almost 200,000 since about 2020.
And Zirix says that increase is to the benefit of the Republican Party.
Where Republicans and independents are both up, Democrats were at 33%, and you've seen independents and Republicans gain registrations, I think, at the expense of Democratic voters.
Zirix's comments come during the latest edition of KGOU's Capital Insider. Hear that on our website, kgou.org. Plans for a new arena for the OKC Thunder are coming together. The Oklahoma City Council will consider arena architects on Tuesday. Construction on the new facility is expected to begin in 2026 once Prairie Surf Studios, formerly the Cox Convention Center, is demolished next year. A press release from the city says the council will consider approving a contract with Manica Architecture and TVS, which are big players in the industry and behind projects like Allegiant Stadium in Las Vegas, a new stadium for the Chicago Bears, and the Marriott Marquis in Washington, D.C. Completion is expected in 2028. The new arena is funded through MAPS4 money, the Oklahoma City Thunder Ownership Group, and a 1 cent sales tax. And multiple failures at the Oklahoma County Jail left some facilities flooded, IT systems down, and detainees without hot water. OPMX's Grayson Wheeler has more.
Although the failures in the jail's sump pumps, a fire suppression system, and a hot water line occurred within days, jail CEO Brandy Garner says they weren't related.
So it was just a perfect storm. Multiple things happened all at once.
Busted pipes caused flooding in administrative areas. The basement and three upper floors where incarcerated people live. Those floors also lost access to hot water for 4 days. Garner says workers unplugged computers to protect them, causing the jail's IT system to crash. But by the middle of last week, all the problems had been addressed.
Now everything's back to, I don't want to say normal, but we're operational.
Garner says the jail will be better equipped to deal with these issues if they arise again, but jail officials say the county needs a new facility. In Oklahoma City, I'm Grayson Wheeler.
And for additional news throughout the day, visit our website, kgou.org, and follow us on social media.
The candidates for November are set.
Donald Trump's tight.
Between now and Election Day.
We are not going back.
A campaign season unfolding faster.
Kamala Harris is not getting a promotion.
Than any in recent history.
Make America great again.
Follow it all with new episodes every weekday on the NPR Politics Podcast.